And now, back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And now joining Dr. Michael Roizen is renowned plastic surgeon, Dr. Arthur Perry.
And this is Dr. Mike, along with Bridget and a great plastic surgeon, renowned plastic surgeon, Dr. Arthur Perry. Arthur, you do a lot of things on, at least you used to do, on very complex wound treatments that no one else would do. I don't think you do many of those anymore. Do you?
No, I'm retired from the complex wounds, Mike.
I just saw an article that Medicare is going to decrease the payment. Those are really tough to get plastic surgeons to do because obviously they aren't cash on the barrel head. They're complex and they're Medicare patients who you get paid less for. So my guess is it's tough to get plastic surgeons who are really competent to keep doing those. And now Medicare is going to decrease the cost, decrease the payment for them. What's going to happen?
Well, yeah, Mike, it's actually, this is so ominous as far as I'm concerned, because this really may predict what is about to happen in the future to healthcare. And it's scary, very scary. You know, you can talk all you want about Obamacare and all, but this is what bothers me. And here's what they're talking about. Right now, physicians, plastic surgeons, and other doctors who take care of complicated wounds get paid for each office visit, just like we have for many, many, many years. That means if you go to see your doctor, the doctor gets paid. Now, Medicare has never been too great a payer, but most of us have done it as a service to society. So when we take care of a chronic wound, like a diabetic ulcer, or a sickle cell ulcer, or an ulcer from trauma, or venous stasis disease, those are the common ones. When we take care of those, Mike, this is a long, protracted treatment period. It could last many, many months. And some people with what's called venous stasis ulcers, those are the ones from varicose veins, you know, when older men and women get these big swollen legs and these unfortunate sores on their legs.
Yeah,
sometimes
I do know of those.
Sometimes, and sometimes people are not candidates for surgery. And often they're not. If you're 80 years old and you've got one of these wounds, the last to the operating room and have a skin graft performed, if you can have some sort of a treatment to help heal that wound. Now, the treatments, Mike, are getting more and more sophisticated and more costly. They really are. There's all these new things. There's growth factors that we're putting into wounds that are very costly. There are these VAC things, which are pretty cool. They put negative pressure on wounds and they help them heal. So it's a complex field. Doctors got paid, but now the Center for CMS.
CMS.
They have announced. Yep, they're going to announce. They're going to switch from what's called the fee-for-service model, which is what we've all been doing, to a bundled payment system for wound care services. Now, that sounds wonderful, right? But here's what happens. They say to a doctor, okay, we're going to let you take care of this patient, and we're going to pay you X amount of dollars. Let's say it's $500 or whatever. If you are able to heal the wound in 2 weeks, you win. And if it takes you 2 years and you use very complicated technologies, guess what? You lose, and you might even lose money. You might not even break even if you're using these technologies. So what's the message to doctors? The message is, unfortunately, either they stop taking care of patients like that, or they stop using the expensive new technologies. They stop using those new technologies, and that is really scary. When those new technologies that society, that researchers have spent decades working on and putting lots and lots of money into, when those new technologies are no longer available to people with chronic wounds and difficult wounds, that is a problem. So, Mike, that's what I'm worried about, but this is coming. It really is.
And this isn't just for this condition. But what you're saying, and I want to generalize it, is if there is a responsibility on the physician or the hospital to have the full financial responsibility. They will only use the most expensive things if, in fact, those have been shown to be much more efficacious, that is, to bring much more value. And so if you want the latest and greatest, for example, hip replacement, you may get a Medicare hip rather than the latest and greatest. That's one of the dangers and one of the things that all of us will be watching for and trying to protect against as this goes forward. Now,
but right, Mike, it's going to happen even in let's take something as simple as a mole removal. Okay, if the insurers pay less, let's a stitch costs me somewhere about $10 to $12 for a particular stitch, but there's something better in many cases, and it's that glue, that Dermabond glue, which costs $32. Now, if the reimbursement goes down, doctors aren't going to use the Dermabond. They're going to save the $20. So what happens, you get stitches that hurt more and have a worse cosmetic result, but that's the way it's going to be. And, you know, it's really, it's coming very, very fast. And I mean, it's happening right now. And people are changing their techniques as we speak, and that's not necessarily good.
Talk to me a little bit. One of the other subjects that I really want to cover is Halloween and these funny-looking contact lenses you see on kids for Halloween. Back in your day, did they have those?
In my day? How old do you think I am? No, they didn't have them. No, they didn't have
them. I know how old you are, Arthur.
That's right. It's
even
56,
in Bridget's
but
day,
the real
they
age
didn't
is
have
20.
These, Arthur.
Yeah, I really don't think so. I don't remember kids wearing them.
So tell us about
Halloween
contact
they're here
lenses.
Now. Yeah, these are those things. They're very interesting, a little scary to look at. Those are the contact lenses that might have colors in them, or they might have little cat's eyes, you know, these slits that look like cats, or they look like aliens or something like that. They're really pretty cool. However, they're most often not prescribed by an ophthalmologist or an optometrist. And what that means is people are getting these things in costume shops. They're getting them in those dollar stores, and they're putting them into their eyes. And, Mike, I got to tell you, I've seen some of the – I haven't seen patients with this, but I've seen the pictures. And if you want some frightening pictures, just go on the FDA's website, FDA.gov. If you're interested, if your child, if you're listening to this, and your kid says he or she is going to use these contact lenses.
We have some older people listen to this, so if your grandkid has one of these.
Oh, look at these pictures first. So here's what happens. First of all, they're not being fitted by an optometrist or an ophthalmologist. And these are pieces of glass or hard silicone that actually sit right on the cornea. And if they're not put in properly, you get what's called a corneal abrasion. A corneal abrasion hurts so much. Those of you who have had them, you know that it's almost an intolerable pain. But that's not the worst of it, because if you get a corneal abrasion, some people actually continue to wear these things even though it hurts. And then they get these infections. They get corneal infections, and there have been cases of blindness from these things. Not one, not 10, but hundreds and thousands, Mike. This is a worldwide problem. It's technically illegal in the United States, but that has not stopped, greedy, whatever, people from selling these things. And, you know, the buyer needs to beware. You, by all means, do not use these things. If your optometrist has some sort of decorative contact lens, and they do have some of these. They have ones that will change the color of the eye. They generally do not have ones that change, make your eyes, you know, those cartoon characters. You know these, Bridget. You're like 10 years old, right?
Yeah, something like that.
What do they call those? Animes? A-N-I-M-E-E?
Well,
they make your eyes look
very come back,
large.
Arthur, when we come back, we're going to talk more about these and another great subject on wrinkle fillers and what's the message on the new FDA approval. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. If you want to join in the conversation, and you did so much, if you will, maybe you're tired of it, on udocs@gmail.com when we talked about the tick guy. but udocs@gmail.com or 877-711-5211.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.